Strange how you can feel invisible at 16. Whether you come from a single parent, only child household like Sam does with woodworking projects and a car hood pounding mom, or me, a nerdy anime loving girl who lives in a post hippie enclave where I get asked about my feelings, as well as my digestion, my moon, and upcoming PSATs. Doesn't matter where you're from, being human can be lonely. I guess what I'm saying, if I'm saying anything, is I was so happy to see Sam in Fishman's class that Wednesday. No date with your girlfriend, the counselor, today?
Dude, you need sensitivity training. It's no fun getting called in.
I used to get called in all the time.
What for?
He was better groomed that day. Hair washed and combed. Clean clothes. I wonder if he told his dad about me. Hard to remember the order of offenses, but I got pulled in for wearing torn fishnets, over tights, and a shirt that said Black Lives Matter. The rest was for bullying.
Whoa.
For being bullied.
Listen up, earthlings. I liked what you did with the Where I'm From exercise the other day. Continue. Go deeper. Push the envelope. Dig to find the core of your identity. Same partners. Go.
Fishman's a nice guy and all, but he's such a lazy teacher. He never gives our papers back.
It's kind of sad. Are you gonna trash him on the teacher evals?
Nah, my mom was a teacher before the divorce. It's a tough job. She stayed up most nights grading papers and tests. Besides, I don't want to ruin it for the next grade coming up.
Ruin what?
The chance to chill or get homework done, watch videos, you know?
I wanted Sam to say that by not trashing Fishman on the evals, it would give other kids the chance to be like us. Whatever us was.
I got bullied too.
Really?
Yeah, middle school basketball. A kid named Brant.
What'd he do?
It's embarrassing.
You can trust me, Sam. I couldn't hold his hand, so I did the next best thing. Luckily, I was wearing my red hoodie that day. His was black. He always dressed in black like Johnny Cash. Put your hoodie up and I'll put mine up too.
Okay.
I'll scooch closer so it's almost like we're in a tunnel.
No one will think we're being weird? Fishman?
Look around. We're invisible.
All right. It started with headlocks, and he
there we were in our tunnel, telling the secrets of our bullying episodes, faces almost close enough to touch, the rest of the world fading away. No papers or chem tests, bells or active shooter drills. On the first day, Sam told me he created worlds in his notebook, and then we created a world together, inside the hoods of our sweatshirts. We awoke from our dream, and Sam said,
"That was cool. Can we do it again sometime?"
And I said, "Count on it."